Okay, so we're going to start on the bottom of Pei Dalet Amud Beis by Amar Rabbi Zeira. I think maybe you better go back to the Tanna Rabbanan, which is a couple lines up, just to go back through it. So the Gemara is going to talk about, you know, different Lashonos that are written in the Get. So we're going to go back to this Tanna Rabbanan. So Tanna Rabbanan, Kol HaTanayim, all stipulations or conditions that are right, Kol HaTanayim, right, post Lamaget. They are possible in a get, divi rabbi. Rabbi says any tanai written in a get or any tanai in a get is possible. For example, you say, Hare Zagite Chalmanas, that you give me 200 zuz, that is possible. Even if you have the, Rashi says, even if you're Makayim with tanai later. Chachayim Omrim Kol, Sheposel Alpeh, Posel B'Ksav, anything that possibles if it's written, if it's said Alpeh, that possibles if it's written, B'Kol She'enu Posel Alpeh, Enu Posel B'Ksav. But if it's not possible, if it's good to say, it's good to be written in there as well. For example, Chutz. If you say the word Atriyat Muter L'Chol Adam, Chutz Miploni, that's Posev Alper. That is a non-viable Tanai Balper. So too, Posev Biksav. If you write it in the get, it's also possible to get. So, but if you use the words Almanat, you say Hareza Gites Almanat Shetitnili Matayim Zuz, which is not Posev Balper. That doesn't mean to get Posev Balper. It's a condition that's fine. So Eid of Posev Biksav, it doesn't possible by the Ksav either. So Amar Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira says he's going to limit the machlokas. Machlokas is when this tnai is written lifnei hatoref, right? It's before the toref, right? The different parts of the get, right? The toref is the place of the is the makom shema ish, shema isha, the date. That's the ikur of the get. The toface is more the boilerplate. So if you write the tnai before the toref, the Rabbi Sava Garzrin and Almanas Atu Chutz. Rabbi says going to say. That's where Rabbi says it's puzzle if it's written in the star, because we make a gzera almanas atu chutz. The lashon of chutz puzzles a get no matter what. That's no good, lashon of chutz. But if you write almanas, which should be okay, but if you write almanas before the toref, then that's going to be puzzle as well, because they made a gzera. Any tanai written before the toref, even the lashon of almanas, would be puzzle. For Rabbanon Savri Logos Rin Almanas Atuchutz, the Rabbanon say that no, they don't make this gzeira. Therefore, the tnai of Almanas that's written before the Torif does not possible to get. Avala Achar Torif, if the tnai is written after the Torif, Divrei Kol Kasher, everyone's going to hold it, that's fine. Meaning that when Rebbe said that it's possible, he's only talking about before the Torif. But after the Torif, it would be fine. And therefore, Vimasnisen, the Katani. Now, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, You wrote the tanai in the star, right? Masnisin the katani ksavo v'okimna v'chutz. And we established that when we said that our Mishnah was talking about the case of chutz, went through the whole thing with the chutz, it's almanas. We said it means chutz. Aval almanas lo pasil, but almanas is not pasil. So our Mishnah says that chutz is pasil, but almanas is not pasil. So where is that written in the star? So ibais ema, if you want, you can say that this tanai has to be almanas. Right, that this tanai of almanas is lifnei haTorif, is written before the Torif, and the Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. The Mishnah will go according to the Rabbanan that says that's okay, because Rabbanan say lifnei haTorif, they don't have the gzera. Right, Rabbi said you did have the gzera. The ibayis emar laachar Torif, or you can say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the tanai was written after the Torif, and the reason why it's good, it's divrei kol, because even according to Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi agrees that a tanai of almanas written after the Torif is okay. The Rava Amar, and Rava says, no, he says the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim that we quoted in that Braisa is even la'achar ha-torif, is even if the Tanai is written after the Torif. The Rebbe Savar, Rebbe says it was no good, right? Rebbe said that the Tanai is no good. So Rebbe who says that Savar de Gazrinon atu lifnei ha-torif. Rabbanan Savar lo Gazrinon atu lifnei ha-torif. Everyone's going to hold now that a Tanai written before the Torif is no good. The question is whether or not a tanai written after the Torif is okay. I mean, almanas, not chutz, but almanas. So according to Rebbe, no, because he's going to make the gzera after the Torif because of lifnei haTorif. So because it's no good before the Torif, they're going to make the gzera that even after the Torif it's not going to be no good.
How about in the Torif? Is that allowed?
Well, you can't. The Torif means specifically the name of the person. The get, you can't write it in the Torif. It's either before or after.
But there's no way to put a Torif. I mean, to put a tanai in the Torif.
I don't see how. The Torif is a specific formula. Okay, so,
I'm just curious.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbanan Savi lo gazrin ato lifnei Torah. Rav lifnei Torah divrei kol possible. In this case, everyone would agree that the Tanai before the Torah would be possible. Meaning, Chachamim would agree to Rebbe. So that's the case. Masnisen de Katani Ksavo, that they wrote the Tanai in the Shtar. Ve'okimno, they're talking about Chutz. We're talking about Chutz. But Almanas would not be possible, according to our Mishnah, right? Almanas not possible. So where is this Almanas written? How can it not be possible? It can only be possible if we're talking about after the Torah. It's written after the Torah and going according to the Shita of Rabbanan. Because according to Rava, Rebbe holds that the Tanai is no good no matter where it's written. And the Rabbanan agree that if it's written before the Torah, if it's no good. So if you say that Almanas is good, based on the Digar Mishnah, it can only be good if it is after the Torah, according to the Rabbanan. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring a Brisa that seemingly goes according to the Shita of Rava, right? Okay, the machlokas between Rav Zeira and Rava is to explain when and where the Chachamim and Rebbe agree or disagree regarding the Tanai in the Shtar. So, Tani Avua de Rabbi Avin Kamei de Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Avin said the following, the father Rabbi Avin said the following to Rabbi Zeira. Kasav get al Tanai. If the husband writes the Tanai into the get, Divrei HaKol Pasul. Everyone agrees that the get is Pasul. The Gemara says, Divrei HaKol Pasul. What are you talking about? Ha Miflag Peligi. We're just talking about that there's a Machlokas Tanai between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether you write it Tanai and whether it's Pasul or not. How can it be that everyone agrees it's Pasul? Ela Ema Divrei HaKol Kosher. Everyone agrees it is Kosher. Well, if everyone agrees it's kosher, and Heichidami, where can it be? Achar Torif. So what situation can it be that Divrei HaKol is kosher, that's only Achar Torif, and that's according to, that would be?
Who?
Right, so Gemara says, Ela Eimah Divrei HaKol kosher, right? Heichidami, and where's the Rin La'achar Torif? But that could only be, right, that could only be according to Rabbi Zeira. But the Gemara then says, wait a second, V'lema HaRezeb, wait, but Divrei HaKol kosher, we don't have a Divrei HaKol. Right, it's a grab would be according to Rav Zeira, correct. Okay. Vilema Hareze Apostle. Why don't you just say Hareze Apostle? Why don't you just say it's Apostle? In other words, why are you changing it to Divrei HaKol Apostle and now you're changing it to Divrei HaKol Kosher? The Brisa is Apostle.
They're asking this on Rav Zeira.
Sorry?
They're asking this on Rav Zeira? Why didn't he say that? Is that what he's saying?
Answer the question. They're asking, he's bringing down a Bryce to try to prove how it works, and Hushita you can plug it in. So let's do it again. So Tani Avu de Rabbi Avin Kamei de Rabbi Zeira, said in front of Rabbi Zeira. The husband says, Kasav get al Tanai, you're right to get, the sign to get, Divrei Kol Pasul. Everything should be Pasul. Rabbi Zeira says, what do you mean Divrei Kol Pasul? Ha Miflag Pligi, we just had the time in the Bryce before. The Chachamim Machshir or get al Tanai, and even Rebbe who passes to get al Tanai, according to Rabbi Zeira, that would only be before the Torah. Rabbi Zeira says, after the Torah, Rebbe would agree, right, that it's okay. So Rabbi Zeira says to Avri Avin, Ela Eima, maybe you should change what the Brisa says and say, Divrei HaKol Kosher, Ve'hichidami L'achar Torah. Maybe we should say that everybody agrees that it's kosher because it's written. No, you have Divrei HaKol. So you must have heard wrong. It really says Divrei HaKol Kosher, and it's talking about after the Torah, for either Rebbe, or even Rebbe agrees to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says, why does Rabbi Zeira change Pasul to Kosher? Belema Hareze Pasul. Instead of saying Divrei HaKol Pasul, just say Hareze Pasul, and then the Brisa could be like Rebbe. The Brisa could be like Rebbe, because Rebbe said Tanai is Pasul. Why are you changing Divrei HaKol, why are you changing Kosher to Pasul? Just take out the words Divrei HaKol. Once you're already changing the Brisa. So the Gemara says, Tanya Divrei HaKol Asnie. The Brisa definitely taught Divrei HaKol, the words Divrei HaKol. Now Kosher Pasul Mechlef Lehei. They mishear one word, whether he said kosher, whether he said pasul, that's a possibility that he made the mistake about.
Switched.
Right, but harezeh bedivrei hakol lo michlefle. To flip the words, to mishear the words harezeh, and as opposed to divrei hakol, that's not something that typically you'd make the mistake. It's more likely that the mistake was made when someone said divrei hakol, and you didn't hear whether he said pasul or kosher. So we'll change it. You wrote kosher, you wrote pasul. We're going to change it to kosher. Okay. Next Mishnah. So the guy says, "Hareyat muteres l'chol adam elo la'aba ulavich ulachi ulachich." You are mutter to everybody except for your father, my father, or my father, your father, my brothers, your brothers. Right? Le'eved lo'ovei kochavim. You're mutaris l'chol adam, except for a slave or to an akum. Ulechol mi she'ein la'lav kedushin kasher. If what he leaves in the get, when he leaves over, when he's Mishayer, is a relationship that has a key of kares, right? It's completely usher. Then he hasn't restricted her any more than she was previously restricted, right. And therefore it's not considered a she or a get, and the get would be kosher. And Rashi says, Rashi in the Mishnah, lam shiyuru. It's not leaving anything over. Dibalav iser esha ishus nami lo tafsu luhuba kedushin. Even without him saying that you can't marry them, these kedushim are not going to be chal. Right. Try to marry your father. It doesn't work. Right. It's not tofes. It doesn't work. But if he says, harayat mutaris l'chol adam, you are mutter to everybody. Ella, he's talking to his Ella Almana l'kohen gadol. You, now that I'm divorcing, you can't. And if you die somehow, you marry somebody else, and then he dies, you can't marry a kohen gadol. Well, she's not allowed to marry. If Almana's not allowed to marry a kohen gadol. However, if she does marry a kohen gadol, the kedushin is chal. There is a chalos kedushin over here. It's aser, but it's a chalos kedushin. Or Gerusha v'chalutz a kohen hedjot. He says you are divorced, except that when you're divorced, you may not marry a kohen hedjot. Well, she's not allowed to marry a kohen hedjot because she's a Gerusha right now. But if she does marry a kohen hedjot, she violates it. It's kedusha l'schal. Or mamzeres nesina liyisrael. Harei mutaris l'chol adam, but you cannot marry a mamzeres. You cannot marry a nesina. A mamzer or a nesina, it should be, I guess. Bas yisrael. What? Nesina's the givonim. People who they were Givonim that converted during the days of Yeshua, and that they were tricked. They called them Nisinim. The pasuk says, "By Yitnam Yeshua, he made them into water, the water carriers." So then you're not allowed to marry them because they're brought from the Sheva Umos. Okay, so Mabzeris and Nisina, he says, right, or Bas Yisrael and Mamzer. How's this work? Mabzeris and Nisina Yisrael. He said, "You're allowed to marry everybody except for a Mamzer and the Nisina." Or Bas Yisrael l'mamzer ul'nasin.
What's Bas Yisrael?
Oh, so wait a second.
The question is Bas Yisrael.
Right. That's what I'm trying to figure out. So he says,
if she was a mamzeres,
right? If she's a mamzeres or a nesina, which means she is already forbidden to marry the Yisrael. So he says, you're mamzeres l'chol adam, but you can't marry a Yisrael kshera, meaning that she's already. She's already asked to him. She's a mamzeres and nesina. You know, he was permitted to marry her because maybe he was a mamzer, right? Or he married her b'iser. It says harei mutaris l'chol adam, except for a ben yisrael who's kosher. She's already forbidden to marry them because she's a mamzeres. Or he says bas yisrael. She's a bas yisrael, and she says harei mutaris l'chol adam, except for a mamzer and a nasin. You can marry everybody except for a mamzer. Well, she's already forbidden to marry a mamzer. Right, the chol mi sheyesh lav kedushim afilu b'aveira, or any situation where it's a forbidden relationship. However, the kedushim would be tofes. In that case, pasul. In that case, the get would be pasul. He's not arguing the ratio at all. It's a different case. The ratio is a case where the kedushim is not tofes, and these are cases. Correct, but there is kedushim. I mean, the kedushim would be chal.
Because the kedushim is what we said before.
I don't know what you said before. The Reisha says that Kol Misha ain't a love Kedushin. The Seif is a case of Kol Misha Yesh a love Kedushin. There's no argument between the Reisha and the Seif. It's two different cases. The Reisha is a case where the Kedushin would not be Chal, like the father, the brother. The Seif is the case where Kedushin would be Chal, even though it's for Isser. So in the Reisha, the Git doesn't do anything. It would never be Tofes. Here it's saying that something that would be Tofes, even though it's for Isser, if that's left over, that invalidates the Get.
Now, what if the language would be different? Al menash lo dinase. Then we have machlokes, because now he's saying he's not using this language. On the previous Mishnah, he said, you know, there's a machlokes, the condition chal. If it's after the toifis.
Well, so hareya muteres lechol adam al menash that you marry.
Menash lo dinase.
Probably the same thing. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Mishnah doesn't say that. Mishnah says specifically here chutz, right? No, it doesn't say anything. It says Harei Mutaris L'chol Adam Ella La'Abba Levi. So Ella, we established already is chutz. So we're talking about chutz. The Ella is chutz. The klal of the Reisha. The Reisha made a klal, right? The klal in the Reisha was, right? L'chol Misha Ein Alav Kedushin. What is that klal? Babylonian, always, the Babylonian Talmud always says that language means to add something. right? Yerushalmi doesn't, but Vlavli does. Kol Dereisha, which says Lachol Mish Ein La Lav Kedushin Lasuye, that comes to include Sha'ar Chayav Krisos, any Chayav Krisos. If there is a Chayav Krisos, and you say you glad to marry everybody except for that Chayav Krisos, doesn't do anything, the get is kosher. But Kol the Sefer, added a Kol that said the Chol Mish Sheyesh La Alav Kedushin Afilu Ba'Avera. What does that general rule come to include? To include all other chiyuv lavin, meaning that there's no the kedushin is chal. I'm not sure whether but the gear it's in parentheses, but no one noted on it. So it gives examples: Kedushin Amoni, Umoavi, Nesini, Mitzri, Vadomi. All these cases are where it's us to have this marriage. However, the kedushin will be tofes if you leave that. You say chutz from these, the get would be no good. So by minei Rava mi Rav Nachman. So now we're going to have a list, right, of all different ways of exclusions in the get, whether or not they invalidate the get. I think this pretty much goes all the way down to the next Mishnah. So by minei Rava mi Rav Nachman. You say he was garish his wife, and he says as a reit muteris lechol adam chutz mi kedushe katan. In other words, you can marry everybody, but you can't marry this guy who's a katan. Right, so and so, who's 4 years old. Right, chutz mikadushe katan. So mahu, is he leaving something in the get, leaving her some sort of connection between them in order to invalidate the get or not? So what are the two tzadim? Mahu, mi arminin hashta mi ala bar havayahu. Right now, when the get is being given, this guy is not even in the partial marriage. It doesn't work. The kedusha wouldn't be tofes. The kedusha wouldn't be tofes. So then you're not leaving anything over to get. O dilma, asay leklal lahav. He is going to grow up. Eventually, he's going to grow up, and therefore, even now, we're going to say that it's considered leaving something over in the get, because eventually the kid's going to get big enough. So, what's the story? So, Rav Nachman says back to Rava Tinisua. We learned the answer to your question in a brisa. Brisa says Ketana misgareshes bekedushe avia. So you have a ketana, right, who was betrothed by her father, and that's Kedushin de Oraisa. She is permitted to get the get by herself after her father died. If her father's still alive, only the father can accept the get on her behalf. Father dies, she, even though when she's a ketana, can still get the get. And Rav Nachman says, am I? But why can't she accept the gerushin?
Why do you make a complicated proof for this report? It's a very simple thing. It's no different than saying that after 30 days it's chal. Because this particular, it's talking about a particular katana. After a particular katana turns...
No, it's a katana. It's a katana.
After the particular katana turns 13,
right,
it's done. So there's a fixed...
What's time. Done? Wait. It's done. What does that mean?
It's not a marry him.
1,200 days.
Right.
It's not a marry him.
So okay.
It's for a fixed amount of time. It's not a forever thing. So what's the problem?
No, not allowed to marry him. You say you're allowed to marry everybody except for this katan.
Because he's a katan.
No.
No, because
that's in my get. He's like, you're not allowed to marry him to begin with.
It's talking little notes, but it's in particular.
Correct. You're allowed to marry everybody except for Yossi, little Yossela.
Little Yossela.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Because he's a katan?
No.
Because he's
that's the only guy I'm leaving out. I made it in the get, and I'm saying you can marry everybody except for little Yossela.
Right.
I'm not letting you marry little Yosla. So, okay, wait a second. Right now, I can't marry little Yosla anyway. So, am I leaving anything over? Or is the fact that he's going to eventually be big Yosla, does that mean that I left something over, I left a connection, and therefore the gift for the get is not valid?
Why doesn't this go into the machlokes of chutz and almanas?
Because we already established that almanas is fine.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. It's a completely different question. It's a completely different question. Because now he's not eligible. It's chutz from a guy who's not eligible. And in the future he will be eligible.
It's a complication. You're right.
It's not even close. Because almanas we establish is fine. The question is chutz we say is not good. But in this case, is chutz okay? Because what you're doing is this the same thing as chutz from your father, which means it's not chal? Or is this chutz like an almana to a kohen? A grusha to a kohen.
It's depending on if this person or because of the time. That's all.
So tani tua we learn in a brisa. Ketana misgaresh miskedusha avia va'amai haba'ino v'yotze v'haisa. The din of gerushin is the same din as the kedushin, and since the ketana cannot accept kedushin on her own, why can't she accept the gerushin on her own? So must be Ella Asya Leklal Havaya, because she is in the Parsha of Havaya. Does refer to Yatzav Ahaisa, because eventually she's going to be in the Parsha. So the eventuality of being in the Parsha, you see here, Hachanami Asya Leklal Havaya. This guy eventually, when he grows up and becomes big Yasla, then he would be in the Parsha of Kiddushin. So therefore now, you're going to view him as a Ben Kiddushin in this get. And if he says Harayat Muteras Ocholadim, except for little Yosla, that's not considered a good get because you left over. You left over a connection. You can't marry everybody. That's question one. Question number two. He says Chutz Min HaNoladim. He says, the husband says, you are permitted to marry everybody except for those who have yet to be born. Anyone who has yet to be born, you won't be able to marry. So, Mahu, what's the din? Hashta mi'alo is yaleid. Right now, these people aren't born. They're not here. So maybe there's no leftover in the get. Al dilma, asidilim is yalde. I mean, it's a natural thing. There are going to be future born children. So therefore, he is leaving over a connection in the get. So Amar le, so Rav Nachman then says back to Rava, Tani Shua, I have another brisa that can answer your question. Actually, this is a Mishnah.
Answer is in the Mishnah.
Right, no, you can use a Mishnah to answer the question, because it's not the exact same case in the Mishnah, but you can use it. Right, the Mishnah says that she says, Chutz le'eved l'ovei kochavim. We say the get is kosher, because he didn't leave anything over, because right now there's nothing you can do. But the Gemara says, v'im iso, but if you're going to tell me that the possibility of something that's going to happen in the future counts as something that's connection, so eved l'ovei kochavim nami avidi demigayi. The possibility exists that they're going to become gerim. They can convert. So right now they're also to you, so it's not a leftover, but they can convert, and then it becomes a leftover. So Gemara says a big difference between converting and birth. He says, Hanach lav agiri kaimei. The natural thing of a goy or an eved is not to convert. It happens, but that's not the natural course of events. However, so therefore, though that's a case, if you say, except for the eved, you're not leaving anything over, because there's no kedushins that could be chal with them. But honey lias yule kaimei. People give birth. Naturally, people give birth. So therefore, maybe that's different.
They give birth.
They give birth. No, I didn't. They say convert. First one is convert. Second one is give birth. Second one is give birth. So the next Nagmara says, next question, Chutz mi ba'al achosa. You are permitted to marry everybody except for the husband of your sister, which you're usher right now. But if your sister dies, you then become mutter to your, and halachically, if you can't marry your sister's, you cannot marry your sister's husband. However, if your sister passes away, then that woman is permitted to marry that man. So he says, chutzi balachosa, sumao, hashta mi alochazi le. Right now, the conclusion would never be chal. Try to marry your sister's husband, it's not going to be chal. However, o dilma, zimun de mesa, achosa, sometimes your sister will die, vechazi le. And then you can marry the former brother-in-law. So what's that? Is that considered a leftover in the get or not? So the Gemara says, Amar le, Rav Nachman says to Rava, well, our Mishnah can answer that as well. Right, le Eved Ovei Kochavim is not considered a leftover. And Eved Ovei Kochavim Nami Avidi Demigari. Eved Ovei Kochavim, also they can become Giorim. So he says, Geir Shlo Shchicha, Misha Shchicha. No. There, Geir, that's not, that by saying everybody except for your Eved, that's not a leftover, because right now you can't marry them, and the fact that they can come Giorim, that's not Shaykh. Here, Misa is always a possibility. Misa and taxes. Well, who's going to die first? That's a different scenario. But the possibility exists that the sister will die, and then that man will be mutter to you. So if you say you can marry everybody except for that guy, that's considered a leftover in a get, maybe, and therefore you wouldn't be a valid get. That's question number three.
But with future kids, it's a davish lo b'lo. We don't know if
you're not making a kinyan. Davish lo b'lo only machlokes when it comes to a kinyan. I'm not making a kinyan. I'm making an exception. You can marry everybody except for what's going to happen.
I know, but we have no idea if she's going to have kids.
But the natural course, who's she having kids? It's any kids in the world.
Any kids.
Not her own kids. It's kids, yeah. Ever going to be born. You're only allowed to marry people who exist in the world right now. Not your kids. You can't ever marry your kids.
I'm just saying that it's too wide of a...
You're saying it's too wide of a net.
Yes. No.
Gemara disagrees with you. What do you want me to say? Gemara says no. Eventually they're going to be born. So you're not going by the moment now. Eventually they're going to be born. The Gemara says differently. Okay. Question number four. Chutz miznuseich. You're harayat muteres l'chol adam, but you're not allowed to have znus with anybody. So it's an interesting case. So Mahu, what's the din, right? Kutch means no safe, right? Rashi says over there.
Does that say
Nalan
has nus with anybody, or is it somebody
you
had nus with?
No. Anyone you're going to have nus with. Where was that? No Rashi there. Okay. Right? He says, Harei amu terasachol adam, but it's your asr to have nus. I mean, she's already asr to have nus. So Mahu, what's the din? Do we say Nisuin halo shayer? Well, he didn't leave anything over when it comes to Nisuin. She can marry anybody, right? So therefore, it should be a get kosher. O Dilma shir bebia. She's still connected to him regarding bia, right? She's usher to have baal. She's usher to have bia. I mean, it's not talking about znus where you're going to be chayiv kares. So maybe having a relationship out of wedlock, which is not a kares case, but maybe that's all considered a connection. Rashi says. Yeah, here it is. Chutz misnuseich, shelo tivali biznus. And the second side is odilma shir bibia ba'alma b'tzad ishus karina bay. There's still a little bit of ishus here. So you can't have bia with anybody. You can marry anybody, but you can't not have bia with anybody. So amalei, I don't understand the shayla. So amalei. So Rav Nachman says to Rava, tenisua. It's also in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said if you said that you can marry everybody except for your father. And my father or my brother and your brother, that's considered not considered a leftover and a get, and therefore the get was kosher. So b'mai, well, what would be the possibility? What's the havamina here? Elam ben nisuin. If you're saying that you can't marry them, well, abba v'avich ben nisuin, and who can't marry them?
Right.
Must be elav. That's usher to permitted to everybody, except you can't have bia biznus with your father or my father. So the Gemara says, and therefore biznus ve la'abu levichud lo shir halachar shir. It's the Mishnah says specifically if you're establishing the case of the abu levich as a case of znus, and only specifically there does the Mishnah say that it's not considered a leftover. But for everybody else, it would be considered a leftover and wouldn't be a good get. So Gemara says, no, maybe a difference. Dilba, maybe Mishnah is talking about pinisuin the other the insif. You're right, in a chanami, it's not going to work. But maybe the case of the Mishnah is where you go ahead and try to marry your father and brother. That wouldn't work. That's not considered a shiur. But bia would be considered a shiur across the board, I guess, maybe. So there's no raya, I guess, over there, because that's talking about a case of nisuin, and it's not talking about a case of bia at all. All right, question number five. Right, there are going to be a total of 9 questions, but question number 5. It says, Hareyat muteres l'chol adam, chutz mishloka darka, mahu. I mean, they're all building on each other. Let's say you would say that it's a leftover if it comes to bia. But if he says you can marry everybody, you can have bia with anybody, you just can't have bia shlo kedarka. So, mahu. Do we say kedarka haloshir, but normal, regular relations, he didn't leave anything out, and therefore it's a severance. O dilma mishkevei isha ksiv. Right, the pasuk says mishkevei by isha. Mishkevei is in plural, which comes to include bia kedarka and bia shlo kedarka. So therefore, maybe what he left over also considered a shiur, and therefore the get will be puzzle. That's question number 5. Question number 6. The husband says, Hareyat mutaris l'chol adam, chutz me'aforis nedarayach. Meaning, you can marry everybody, but I still retain the right to be mefer yunadarim. I don't know if that still works, but...
Isn't that she's still tied to him.
So that's the question. So ma'u, binisu in halo shiur. Not tied to him, she can marry anybody she wants, but he's already tied to him. Oh, Dilma. So that's the second side of the Gemara. Oh, Dilma, ishi kimenu vishayi forenixiv. That only the husband is supposed to be the one who can be made for the nedarim. So if he keeps on them, if he keeps that right, then maybe she's still considered called his wife. The other side is she can marry whoever she wants. No problem. She can marry anybody she wants. She's completely severed from him in the marriage aspect. That's question number 6. Question number 7. Chutz mitruma seich. So Rashi says here that chutz mitruma seich means. Where is that? Towards the bottom of the it says mitruma seich she'im tinasi lekohen lo ya'achlich b'truma. You're still connected to me. That even if you would marry a kohen, you would not be permitted to eat truma. That's what he says. Harei at muteres l'chol adam. Except if you married a kohen, I don't know how she's going to marry a kohen because she's divorced.
Right.
It's a divorce. Yeah, but the kedushin is chal. The kedushin would be chal.
Right.
So he's right. Mitruma seich mahu. Nisuin haloshir, she can marry anybody. There's no leftover, there's no connection regarding getting married. O Dilma, the pasuk says kinyan kaspo, right? Ksiv, the kohen, in order to be married to a kohen, the kinyan kaspo, the kohen can eat. So too here, if you are, it doesn't seem that Rashi. I like Rashi says that, but Toso says that. Toso asked the question, Mr. Ford, that even without his snai, she's a sewer to eat from the truma, because she's a gerusha. So Tosfos says here that the case is that the Megarish is a Kohen, and he divorces her on the condition that she continues eating Truma on based on him. The opposite way. He's a Kohen, says, Harei Amutaris L'chol Adam, Chutz Mitruma Seich, you're still tied to me that you're permitted to eat Truma. Whatever, he says, I'll divorce you, no problem. Divorce, you can marry everybody, but you still can eat Truma. So is that considered still that? Right. So next question, the next case. Chutz Mitruma Seich. Right, the husband says that you're Harei Amutaris L'chol Adam, except that I still inherit you. So Mahu, when you soon lo Hashir, Odilma L'sh'er V'Yerushal Soksiv. He can marry anybody, but he's still connected regarding the fact that he gets the Yerusha as opposed to the new husband. Question number 9 says, Harei Amutaris L'chol Adam, Chutz Mikudushayach B'Shtar. You can marry everybody, but you can't marry with the star. You'd have to use Kesef or Bia. I'm knocking out one of the methods that you can get married. So, Mahu, Mi Arminon, Eshem Nekadosh Lo B'Kesef Bia. It's a complete severance. Just go marry the new guy with kesef. Do it with a ring or shavik kesef. Just don't do it with a shtar. Old Dilma, or we say v'yotze v'haisa, ikush havais lahadadi. It says v'yotze and v'haisa, and all the ways, the methods of getting married are compared to each other, and you have to be able to be married, completely able to get married in all three methods. The Gemara answers, teku, right, it's not machri, the sveikos at all, I think all 9, and therefore, Yamod Shelos, and without Hachra, look in the post and see how we pass and probably always pass in the Chumra, whatever the Chumra means in this scenario. Probably the Chumra means that it's not a good get, and you have to get a new get. Okay.
So take us all 9 cases, or just the last one?
I believe it's all nine. Right, because we didn't answer any of the questions.
I know.
Right, so that's, okay. Now the Mishnah brings Gufo Shel Get, which this is probably should be like one of the first Mishnahs. Right. What is a get? What does the get say? What is it? What's in the get?
It's about time.
Right. What's the get? So Tanakama says.
Says
Hareyat Muteres. Hareyat. Two things. Number one, when the question gets exasperated when you learn the Gemara. Really, you're supposed to have learned all the Mishnahs already. So when you got to the Gemaras already, at least you knew the Mishnahs. The question is more along the lines. What?
They still have one more week.
Right. We have
more basic things.
Yeah, one more basic thing we're going to learn. There's an even more fundamental issue we're going to learn. When are you allowed to get divorced? When can you get divorced? What's the reasons for divorce? Right.
Exactly.
So Gufo Shel Get is Harei At Mutaris L'Chol Adam. Behold, you are permitted to all men. That's the Gufo Shel Get. Rav Yehuda says, no, that's not enough. You have to say as well the following lashon. The Dane, the Yahavi, Lechimina, Sefer Tichrichun, the Gerish Vukin, the Get Peturin, the Mahach, Lhis Nasba, Lechol Gvar de Yitzbayon. This is a get from me to you, a Sefer of divorce, a letter of separation, a Shtar of Ptur, to go and marry any person that you want. But the Lashon of Harei Materis Kol Adam, that is not sufficient because. They're going to say that maybe Harei Materis L'Chol Adam is just a raya to something that he said. Maybe he divorced her Balpeh, and they wrote Harei Materis L'Chol Adam just as a raya into the get. But Gufo Shel Get Shichur, what is the main part of a get shichur that you give to a shifcha kananis, which is different than over here? It says, Harei At Bas Chorin, you are a free woman. Harei As Latzmech, you are for yourself, you can be on your own. So the Gemara that says, Pshita, it is Pashut, that when you're trying to divorce your wife, and you say, and Omer la Ishto, Harei At Bas Chorin, use the Lashon that is supposed to be for the Shivcha, that doesn't work, right? Then Lo Omer v'lo Klum. That's not a glad, because even before the Gerushin, she was a Bas Chorin. What does it mean she was a free woman? She's married, she's not a slave, she's not a servant, so that doesn't work. And also, if you say to a Shivcha, Harei At Muteris L'Chol Adam, Lo Omer v'lo Klum. You can't marry anything, that doesn't work, because she still now has the Kinyan Guf. You have to free her from the Kinyan Guf. Now you say, oh, you can marry anybody, but you still have the Kinyan Guf, so that doesn't work. The question, though, is Amar Leisha, you say to your wife, or you write to your wife in the get, Harei At Latzmech, you are now for yourself. Mahu. What does that mean, Harei Latzmech? Is that Lagamri Ka Amrla? That means you are your own completely, which means you're divorced? Odilm O Lemalach Ka Amrla. Or he says, no, Harei Latzmech, meaning whatever you're my Siyadayim, now belong to you, but you're still married to me. So that's the Shaila. So Amra Le Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says to Ravashi, Tashma, come and learn a proof from our Mishnah, the Tanan, Gufo Shel Get Shichur. What is the basic text of the Get Shichur? Harei At Bat Chorim, Harei At Latzmich. That's what you need for a Get Shichur. And therefore, if that's the case, ma avda the kanele gufa. If by an eved, where there's a full kinyan of guf, which is pretty strong, right, and you just say, then kani gufe, that's even strong enough for her to be kone, to buy her own freedom, right? Isha delo kani gufa, for a woman who doesn't say, who's not married, who's not, does not have, there's no kinyan guf on the woman, lo kosherkein, should that lashon work? If that lashon is strong enough to get rid of a kinyan guf, it definitely should get strong to get rid of the kinyan ishus. Okay? So that's the answer to that suffix. Now, amale ravina l'ravashi. Amar lo la'avdo. The man says to his servant, ein li esek bach. I have nothing to do with you anymore. This is that lashon. So mahu, what's the din? Is that good enough to give him to emancipate him? Amalei Rav Chanin l'Ravashi. So Rav Chanin answers to Ravashi. V'amalei Rav Chanin michuz na'al l'Ravashi. It was a different Rav Chanin. Toshma, come on, approve. Tesanya, hamocher avdol ovikachavim yotz lecheirs. I have a servant. I sell him to a guy. So yotz lecheirs, which means I'm obligated to go buy him back. He was in the fourth parak. I'm obligated to buy him back and then emancipate him. And that's the rule, because I took him from a place where he's chayv to do mitzvahs to a case where he's not going to be able to do mitzvahs. Right? So, yotz lecheiris. Vitzarech get shichror me rabo rishon. He still needs to get shichror for me, the master, in order to permit him to marry a full Jew. And amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, b'medvar mamurim, when do we say this, that the Evan needs this get shichror? Is shelo kasuv alav ono. If the master didn't write a star ono. But kasuv alav ono, if the master did give him an ono, zehu shichruo. That would be his get shichror. He wouldn't need a regular get shichror. My ono. What is ono? Amarav Sheshes, the Kasav Lay, if the master wrote to the Eved at the time he's selling him to the guy, Licheshet Tivrach Mimenu, Ainli Esek Bach. If you run away from him, I have no dealings with you. So therefore, you see, and then he would have to write a Get Shichur. So Ainli Esek Bach is a substitute for a Get Shichur. So therefore, there you have it. Okay. Next, right? Just remember the concept we saw in the Darim, saw in a few other places, the concept of a Yad. There are two types of yad. Yad is when a person starts to speak, right? It's a handle. A person starts to speak.
I'm sorry. The one who says that's also is.
Says what?
Harei
Elat Smeich.
That means also that this language is not me'akiv.
I don't understand. What it means is not me'akiv?
Because ain li esek b'ch.
Right.
So the initial language is said that it should be able to get shichur is not me'akev, because now it's a complete different language, it's still a valid.
Right, so these are these are lashonos that also work, correct. These are lashonos that would also work to emancipate somebody. It says, if you say harei'at la'atzmacha, that would be valid for a get shichur. In Echanami. Okay, so when you have a yad, there are two types of yad. We have a yad mochiach, yad she'ein mochiach. So you say part something, you say something partially. Is it clear what you mean? That's called a Yad Mochiach. If it's not exactly clear what you mean, that's called a Yad She'eino Mochiach. Everyone agrees that a Yad Mochiach is a valid statement. There's a machlokus of a Yad She'eino Mochiach. So now we're going to put that back into our Mishnah. Because our Tana Kama said that what's the get is harayt mutaris l'chol adam. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you have to write b'dein d'havi l'chemine sefer tereichem v'ger shvukin, the whole thing v'get peturim m'hachlis nabal l'chol gavar the itzdaibin. So v'maikam ifligi, what's the machlok between chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda? That by the chachamim it's sufficient to just say harayt mutaris l'chol adam, and Rabbi Yehuda you have to explicate and say clearly what that means. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon Savri, Yadayim She'ein Mochichus Havi Yadayim. Even a Yad, right? Everyone agrees that a Yad, even though this isn't a Yad Mochiach, this is not a Yad Mochiach, because just Mixas Devaro, they're still going to say it's still considered Yadayim. Why is it Yad She'ein Mochiach? Rashi said somewhere, I thought. Oh, we'll see in a minute. Ba'afa Gav De Lo Kasa, therefore, even though you didn't write, you know, the Lashon of a Dain, so Mucha Milsa Dvahai Gita Kamigari Shlei. It's clear that you're divorcing her via the star. This is the star that I'm using to divorce her. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Yadayim She'ein Mochichos Lo Havin Yadayim. This is the Yadayim She'ein Mochichos. Instead of not considered Yadayim, even though it looks like you're using the star, you have to explicate everything. Because V'tayma, the Kasavla, the Mucha, V'tayma, V'dein, you have to write the word V'dein, the A de Mucha Milson de Bahai Gita Kamigarishla. Only if you write, explicate the whole Lashon, is it clear, 100% clear, that the get is what's being used. Avalokasiv lo V'dein. If you didn't write the words V'dein, Amri, people could think, when you mentioned the Mishnah, that the Bura Garsha, that Bidi Bura Garsha, that he really tried to divorce her just by saying, Harei Muteres Lachol Adam, and Starerayim Amuhu. And he's not using the star as the vehicle for divorce. He's the star just a proof to the fact that he had divorced. So therefore you have to write V'dein, etc. in the get. Whereas Rabbanan say, it's pretty clear. Shadayin Shei Mochichos, that's enough, and that's fine. It's that with this get, you're saying Harei Muteres Lachol Adam. Okay. So now we're going to actually go through the Lashon that's in the get, lots of Aramaic, and the Gemara is going to go through and say to be careful with certain words to make sure how to write them, so that when you read those words, it's clear what those words mean. So Rashi gives the whole, if you look at Rashi, the Maslan Mahach, he gives the whole get, the Tofis Aget, right? You see the Maslan Mahach, it says, Zel Tofis Aget, his patrat yitchi lechi anas plonis pasploni to have his intimacy mikad wach denan vekadu patris v'shafir v'truchis yisichet eit heaven rasha v'shaltim v'nevshchayu lahach hitznava lechol man di yatzvinon v'inish lo yamchim b'day chayi min yom denan l'olam v'dan di yihavi lechi mina get p'turim v'seif v'truchim v'ger shvukin gras moshe v'yisrael, which essentially means, right, which essentially means, I'm patrin you from me, you ploni bas ploni, who were my wife until now, now I'm making you patr to everybody else, you leave me, you divorce from me, you're permitted to marry anybody else, to go by yourself, no one can prevent you from this day going forward, and this is the get that patrs me from you to me, in accordance with the laws of Moses and the nation of Israel. So Amar Abaye, says, Haman the kasev of Gita, lo lichto v'dein. When one of the words was V'dein, right? Which is to say V'dein, this. Don't write V'dein with the Yud, because V'dein with the Yud is Mashma V'din. It's Mashma V'din, which means that I'm obligated by Papidin to divorce you, which might not necessarily be the case. El V'dein without a Yud. Make sure it's written without a Yud. We don't want to have any misconceptions in what the in the get. Lo lichtov Igeris. Don't write the word Igeris Mole with a Yud. De mashma Igeris, which is Mashma a roof. It means a roof. Ella Igeres without a Yud. Make sure you have to write the word Igeres without a Yud. The lo lichtov limahach. Don't write limahach with a Yud, lam Yud. Dimashma limehach, which is mashma that you are to me. Right? Write without a Yud, which means to you. The lo lichtov limchach. Right? Make sure that you have that. You don't add the foot of the hay is not elongated to make it look like a ches. Right? It should be limhach, not limchach. Demashma kichucha. That's mashma lashon of schok, of making a joke. Also, the words that we had in there is ditevayon viditzpayon. Don't write those words with three yudim. Right? Like I said over there. Don't write it with three yudim. No, sorry. Write it with three yudim.
You should have
three yudim. Because if you only write it with two yudim, it's mashma ditevayon viditzpayon. That's mashma third person, which might mean, in general, all women are permitted to marry men. You have to write with three yudim, which means now, apparently that means in Aramaic dikduk, you specifically. Right? Also, the lorche levav, the seif de tiruchin, or levav de shvukin. Make sure the vav and tiruchin and the vav and shvukin are longer, so they don't mistake them for a yud, because if they look like yudin, then mashma trichin v'shvichin, which is... And maybe that belongs to you. I'm not sure what trichin v'shvikin
means. If you make it longer, then it looks like a nun.
Well, right now we're saying that you should make it long, but the next lesson says, the lorche levav de kedu, make it long, it looks like it doesn't look like a yod. Don't make it too long, it doesn't look like a nun. All right? Be very careful. And you know, the lorche levav de kedu, right, it says the kedu patris, make sure that vav is pretty long, de mashmai ukedi. Ukedi, because if you don't make it long enough, it looks like a U, the kedu will look like a D, and it says, that's mashma, the kedi mashma is like mashma nothing, right, that I'm patering you without anything, which I can't be, I'm patering you with a get. And also, v'lo lichtov le'is nasba, don't write le'is nasba with an aleph, because if you leave a space between between the aleph and the yud, it looks like lo yis nasba, it looks like, so make sure you don't write with an aleph, and therefore, elo le'is Nasba, right with a hey. So now, next question. Ibai Luhu. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the following question. Ba'inan v'dein, olo b'inan v'dein. Meaning, do we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, or do we pass in like the Rabbanon? Do we have to write words v'dein or not? So Tashma, come here, Raya. The iskin Rava begite, Rava metakana, that you write in the get the following nusach. Eich planya, bar planya, so-and-so. Pater v'torich yas plonis v'intase, you know, separates from Plonisa, his wife. To have his intisam in Kadadina, who was his wife up to now. Miyomadana l'olam, from now going forward. Right, Plony, the son of Plony, Pater's and divorces his wife, that it was his wife until now, and she's Megoreshes from now going forward. V'ilu v'dein lo ka'amar. Right, he didn't write the words v'dein like Rabbi Yehuda said. Therefore, that maybe it's a proof against Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, ulu ta'amayich, kula mika'amar, according to you, is this the entire lashon of the get? Rava making the takana, this is what you write, this is the get? Or is Rava making the takana, this is what you add into the get? Maybe he's just saying this is what you add into the get, and he didn't list everything else that's supposed to be in the get. Ula tameich kula mikamar, ela ba'inan, this is what you must have in the get. Hachana ba'inan, maybe v'dein you also need to have in the get. There's no raya from what Rava said. Rava maybe should be adding another sentence that has to be added into the get. So there's no raya one way or another, whether we pass like Rav Yehuda or not.
You know, when it says this lotion of Anan, the non Yama, the non La'olam, means that you can never marry her again, that's not true.
It doesn't say that you can never marry me from now and again. It may sound like that to you, but it's not what it says. Forever. It says you were divorced and separated from me from now and forever. Which means, if unless you get married to me again, you are separated from me. Okay, next. So, the Gemara says that for Rabba said, Miyoma Dinan. From this day, right, going forward, Lafuki de Rabbi Yossi, it goes against from Rabbi Yossi, the Amar, Zmano Shoshtar Mochia Chalav. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to write from today in the get, because if once you have the date, Rabbi Yossi, we saw before, said that the date is proof to when it's dated. And he also says, La Alma, forever, is divorced forever. Lafuki, the boy, may Rabbi Rav Nachman, the Amar, Yom Iat Ishti, Lamachar At Ishti. You have to go to, because there was a suffix for somebody who says, you are divorcing me today, but tomorrow you're my wife. We had a suffix as to whether or not that's valid. So if you write from here and forever, that means you don't have, you avoid that suffix because you're not, because forever excludes tomorrow being my wife. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a wonderful day.